All right, here we go. Incendiary Radio on the Network, July 11th, 2021. We are live, July 11th, 2021. I was talking to the producer offline before we came on, and I wasn't aware that the website's been down for a couple of days now. And so he's going to give me some more intel probably during the break or something. But we shouldn't be surprised. Okay. The material covered on the network and you know, other networks like it, we're heading into kinetic warfare, unfortunately, with the, you know, this revolutionary element, this fifth column in our country, okay? And it comprises elements of many factions. First and foremost, the Kosher Nostra, Jewish mob, money changers, and the Pharisees. And the Pharisees, I would comprise in, you know, you got basically, that's called now in the New Testament, the synagogue of Satan, Revelation 2:9 and 3:9. This also comprises large elements of Christianity, unfortunately. You're Christian Zionists in the Protestant world, your Jesuits and all of their little arteries that flow throughout the Roman Church, corrupted elements within the Orthodox Church, and so forth and so on. Then all the cults, you know, the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses and everybody else. But then the large swaths of Islam, as we know, are compromised. And they're a big part of the Greater Israel Project / Zio-Sunni Caliphate Project, okay? Which is all part of a larger global omelet being cooked right now. 2 weeks is a long time not to do a broadcast, and so many things transpire. You know, the big thing right now, of course, everybody's freaking out about is this vaccine strike force / snitch force / you know, Stasi type of thing that's possibly could materialize. You know, this remains to be seen. A lot of people are already getting, you know, completely flipped out, and there's pushback already in parts of the Congress and so forth. But states, you know, local counties and so forth, you got to let this materialize. It's, you know, look, it is going to go hot. It looks like pretty soon. You know, you got James Woods, the actor. America's streets will run with blood because of the Democrats. Well, it's a lot bigger than just the Democrats. A large swath of the Republican Party are global, you know, corporate Marxist, whatever you want to say this thing is, this communitarian thing, as Lark in Texas likes to call it. It's a mishmash of these totalitarian systems, you know, the worst elements of both being thrown together and, you know, presented to you as, you know, it's a big turd on a plate presented to you as a filet mignon. This is what they do. You know, nothing new under the sun, as King Solomon said. They redress, they repackage, you know, lipstick on a pig for the 105th time. This is what they do, and we know this. But you know, so Mike Adams was over on Alex Jones' show today, and I listened to it for a bit. Government documents instruct vaccine strike force teams how to clear buildings, violate trespass laws, and flag anti-vaxxers for forced quarantines. Well, that's pretty sensational. But, you know, with the Rex 84 documents, the garden plot, and all these other ones, army internment resettlement operations, you know, you don't know how they're going to dress this up. The Trump last night was at the big UFC 264, the trilogy between Conor McGregor and Dustin Poirier. Old Conor snapped his ankle during the first round, and so he lost. But Trump was there, okay, and you had your he was there with Dana White, okay, the head of the UFC. And so this, it smacks of a kind of script here. The, you know, X-22 and these guys talk about the Andrew Jackson script that Trump's kind of following historically with what Andrew Jackson did. And, you know, Trump having these Andrew Jackson photos strategically placed in the White House, and see, he's going to smash the Fed and all that good stuff. And problem is, what's on the heels of it? Okay, now Jeff Rentz, he's got this video from 2020 of Agustin Carstens, this Mexican heavyweight in their financial world. And he's the general manager of the Bank of International Settlements now. He'd worked for the Central Bank of Mexico and been involved with the IMF. And he was big in the Calderon administration. You know, you got a lot going on here with AMLO and Mexico. You know, Mexico is a – it's been an interesting – when you watch Dennis Wise's Communism by the Back Door, it gets into the Cristeros and that entire history of Mexico with the kind of the so-called Catholic Masonic civil war that went on there. But remember when I was talking about the last time I was on the air, the yin to yang of the papacy, the white pope, the public aspect of the papacy being supportive of one thing, and then the black pope and the Jesuits being the black part of the yin yang swirl, they being supporting just the opposite things many times to bring forth synergistic materializations, to bring forth your problem reaction solution, as David Icke talks about. It's your Hegelian dialectic that the papacy plays with all of their minions, and the Jews do this too, and with their mafia machinations. They've got their own people that pose as patriots and so forth and so on in the Breitbart sphere and so forth and so on, and then they've got their, you know, a large swath of the Jews pushing communism, world government, Noahide systems, and the rest of it. And so a lot of people play this yin yang tricks on our minds and on our economies and in our political systems. Of course, the media. On July 5th. I was visiting my mom and dad, and my mom had The View on, okay, with Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg and all, Meghan McCain. I mean, some of the worst crap stains of humanity get to bamboozle and brainwash our silly women that sit in front of the tube. But the level of vaccine propaganda and forced vaccine stuff, you know, Fauci's talking forced vaccines now, these doctors all over CNN, especially the little Chinese broad. Imagine that, a Chinese doctor on CNN pushing forced jabs. Who would have thought, right? But the level of propaganda leveled at the American idiot that watches The View is so sickening. I can't even really watch it for more than a few seconds because it gets me to the point where I'm like, it just makes you sad, but it also makes you angry, and many other emotions come in. But just to hear the gaslighting, it's so sickening. So I kind of found out through family. I think my mother took the vax. She hasn't told me such. She knows my views and thoughts on it. I think she got sucked in with other family members and the boob tube. And I think she's taken one of these jabs. I'm going to have to slowly probe her to find out which company it was. I mean, I'm pretty distraught about it. But a family member kind of let it slip around me over the last couple of weeks that this might have occurred, and I'm not very happy about it, as you probably can gather. Any of you that I know, many of you are dealing with the exact same phenomenon in your own personal lives, and it's very surreal to be living this, and it's like a bad movie, you know. I hope you know, my loved ones got some of the lucky saline hits, I guess, instead of the full-blown spike protein factory graphene, nanographene oxide, magnetite, whatever the hell they've got in here, the aborted fetal cell lines. And it's like, you know what, Bill Gates and these guys, Fauci, they're like, okay, let's think up of every harmful concoction that we can get away with, and let's throw in some witchcraft here, and anything else you got in mind that we could throw into this formula here that's really just sick and bad, but we could still have plausible deniability? Oh yeah, get those old aborted stem cell lines from that kid back in the 60s, kidney lines. Yeah, let's throw some of them in there just so we can taint the golden children out here, the innocent, with human remains and cells and so forth. You know, who knows of animal, what, you know, the jellyfish thing I talked about a few weeks ago to make people kind of not like meat. I don't know. Who knows what's in these things completely. You know, you had these Spanish researchers busting out the nanographene stuff, but, you know. But anyway, back to the article. So the vaccine Stasi, genetic sabotage injection Stasi, under good old Dementia Joe. You know, you got the sickest elements in our society that have risen to the top of the Democratic Party. Every turd in all the racial groups have floated to the top. So all your crappiest blacks, all your most insidious Jews, all your biggest libtard self-hating whites, your La Raza Mexicans and so forth, and every sleazy pedophile, 90-something%. You got the Republicans, still got their little creeps over there too. You know, a lot of them have been purged out of, but there's still, you know, the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson type of looking guys. They're all in the, you know, Rithuglicans. But every piece of trash, piece of bloated feces has infected the Democratic Party really, really bad, and to where there's very few any decent elements left in there. Who knows how long these white guys in the labor unions are gonna last. They really got to hold their nose to stay voting for this critical race stuff and all the rest of it, the communism and so forth. But so, you know, people are worried about false flags happening onto some of these vaccine Stasi. So they send out some, you know, people they're willing to sacrifice, you know, Oh, I'll become a vaccine contact tracer slash snitch Stasi. And then they'll be like, yeah, okay, let's send them here, and then we'll have a sniper team put over there, and we'll blame it on anti-vaxxers, okay? So we have to kind of keep this angle front and center due to the fact that this would be a perfect way to really push, you know, the usual suspects in the media to an all-out hysteria about anti-vaxxers. You see, they're killing our poor people that are just trying to check on people and give them accurate information, and so forth. So I wanted to get this in. I talked about this. Mr. Producer, get clip number one ready. This is for David Knight from InfoWars. Now, he's no longer. He got fired by Alex Jones a while back. He was going in on Trump a little hard, and I guess Alex had to let him go. You know, and I covered all that on the broadcast. But this is from December 11th, 2020. Okay, so you're talking, 8 months ago to this day, okay? So before the vaccine rollout, okay, they were just talking about warp speed and its development and so forth. Now, we know it didn't start really rolling out until 2021, what, February, March-ish. I'm just going off the top of my head here. But this is David Knight's prediction. Go ahead and roll it. December 11, 2020, Mr. Producer.
And so how is this going to roll out? I told you that I would tell you when they're going to mandate it and how they're going to mandate it. They're going to mandate it. The when, I believe, is going to be third quarter of next year. I think that's when they're going to have, first of all, that's they'll have you know, the people that will take it to keep their job. The heroes will be the first ones to take it. They'll be the guinea pigs, the nurses, the doctors, the first responders, the military. They'll give it to them. No matter what happens, you won't hear about it. If it gets really egregious and somebody complains about the, it's just one case. That's nothing to pay attention to. Don't worry about that. We know about that. Not a problem. Right? We've already seen that. When they push back against on V-Day, you had a lot of people that immediately have problems. And what did they say? Well, you know, Pfizer says, well, we did this and we had the two groups. We had one group who gave a placebo, another group that we gave this. And, you know, the number of cases was about the same. Well, you know what the placebo was? When they first started having these problems, it was Reuters, I believe, reported that the placebo was a meningitis vaccine. As I said yesterday, a listener said wrote me and said, you know why they're doing that? It's so that when they have adverse reactions, they can say it's no worse than it was for the placebo group. And that's exactly what they've now said. And so no matter what happens, they're going to spin it, so it's not a problem. Now, what they're going to say by the time they have enough of these things, by second and then, you know, a quarter, they'll be ramping this up. And they'll tell the people, well, you know, I know you didn't trust us, but look at this. You know, we started rolling this thing out. We had 2 months, a whole 2 months worth of testing on this stuff here. And now we've got another 6 months here testing. So you had like 8 months of testing. And we got the vaccines, and you ain't getting out unless you take the vaccine. And so it'll be third quarter where they have enough of these. That's my opinion. That's my prediction. Interesting to see. We'll go back and watch this. And then the other prediction is how they will mandate it. And it's whether it's Biden or Trump. This is how they will mandate it. They'll mandate it, of course, through the employers. That's obvious. There'll be some jurisdictions where the eager Democrats will jump the gun, and they will do that just to kind of test the water to see if they can get away with it. And if they can get away with it, people don't challenge them on it, then they will try to mandate it by law. They'll do it through the schools for sure, because they've already done it with MMR. And, of course, Trump is fine with that for measles. What do you think he's going to say for COVID, right? And so they will try that. I think both of them will try it. But what will ultimately happen, which is what the New England Journal of Medicine was saying from the very beginning, we have to do this through employers, through corporations, make sure that they're the ones who say that you can't travel. They're the ones who say you can't shop. They're the ones who say you can't work for them. You can't have a life. It'll be the corporations that'll do it. And I'm telling you, even if there are small businesses that are still alive, they will be blackmailed by the threat of lawsuits. Think about this. Fauci is a mastermind. Fauci is not a doctor. He doesn't know anything about medicine, as Kerry Mullis said. He's not a scientist. But he is the consummate politician. He was able to get these people legal immunity for any adverse effects or deaths that they caused because of their vaccines. And now here at the end, he's now gotten the government to fund the research for it, to pay for the manufacturing, to buy it at an inflated price, and then they're going to mandate the product for everybody. And guess who will have the legal problems? Guess who will be sued? Not the vaccine manufacturers, but any small businesses who don't mandate it for their employees. They will be the ones who get sued. That's the issue right now over this so-called stimulus check, this welfare bill. The Democrats are holding back on the immunity, and that's why they're putting this guy, Javier Becerra, that Biden can't pronounce his name, in to run this, because they're going to go into the lawfare business, and it's going to be lawsuits to take out the businesses that don't mandate it. The rapid approval we've had out of 22 people, an advisory council. We don't know who these people are, but they told the FDA, you should approve this 17-4 with one abstention. So you got 22 people. We don't know who they are, right? And they've decided that the advantages outweigh the risks after 2 months of testing. And they've decided that. You don't get to decide that yourself. It's going to be mandated for you. Like I said, it's going to be mandated through corporations. It'll be mandated through the threat of lawsuits. If you don't vaccinate your employees, that'll be like hanging a come and take it sign in the window for the ambulance chasing lawyers. And of course, there might be other games that they play after they put this lawyer in charge of HHS. See, for the preparation stage, the people running this global operation made sure that Trump would have in there a pharmaceutical president from Eli Lilly, Alex Azar, running HHS. Now we're going to be in the implementation of the mandate stage, so Biden would like to have a lawyer in there at that stage, prosecuting lawyer. That tells you everything, doesn't it?
You can stop it there.
Pretty spot on. Third quarter is September. That's when the good old military is going to try to get them boys, and a bunch of them say they're going to quit. You know, heads up, the COVID gang is knocking on doors in North Carolina, California, Colorado, and Oregon. People on TikTok are reporting they door knocked and come back a week later. All of us need to post where they are so we can sort of make up a map. So one of Trump's lawyers, Jenna Ellis, we went for 15 days to slow the spread to Biden's Gestapo, knocking door to door to see your papers. See how they do the Nazi thing? Who did Nazi that one coming? Oh, you're so funny. See, so Gestapo and Nazis. Yeah. Not communists. No. Not Marxist thugs. Not Stasi. No, it's always got to be Nazi. It's always got to be Nazi, doesn't it? Dr. Scott Jensen, if the new normal is federal employees knocking on your door about medical procedures, you better be ready to fight like hell for the old normal. Representative Thomas Massie, they're telling you that you'll end up in a government database if you don't comply, and that government agents will be showing up and knocking on your door. What's really going on? I smell something here, and I can't put my finger on it, but Trump at the UFC and all that USA stuff and so forth and so on. You've got the Maricopa audit that's going to go through some more counting now. Now you got this Pennsylvania thing that's about to allegedly go down. There's things happening in Georgia. Folks, this might be Trump pulling this last stage. I don't know. Biden will get all the people sympathetic to the Democrats he can get. Many of them are probably already been hit with the jabs. And maybe they flip the election and Trump tries to get to finish the conservatards out. I don't know, but it seems with these, you know, I'm just looking at this and trying to see a few layers down rather than just doing the knee jerk and how do I feel about it just when I see this, this, and this. I'm trying to say, okay, wait a minute, because I've been tricked so many times in my life, just like many of you have, that I'm trying to look down and further, and because it's so, it's so ugly having these people on the Mark Stream media just talking about straight up totalitarianism through this medical crap. I mean, Mac Adams brought up a point which is, was kind of salient, that said this whole COVID thing is a good cover for your gulag system to be set up and populated all under the guise of this COVID BS, okay? And the Delta scariant stuff, and people all starting to wear masks again, and there's a lot of people that are resistant now, but just because they've been through so much that they're willing to risk now. And then there's, and then people that think they're somehow safe because of the vaccine, or injection, I should say. It's very, I was watching a BitChute video, and I know we're coming up on break, but embedded in that document that some are calling a hoax from the English, the British, it actually talked about these soccer games as being able to use all these people getting together to watch these soccer games as a way to say the variant spread throughout there and so forth and so on. But it really is probably everybody throwing spike proteins at each other in very close proximity and people getting sick, especially the non-vaccinated getting sick to from the spike protein factory people that are vaccinated. All right, we'll see you guys on the other side of the break. Simply Radio.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We live in changing times. The sudden focus are now a crime. Power flows through an evil path. For freedom's light is growing dim. One day if suddenly I'm forced to take my leave, you still carry on with the things that we believe. One day you suddenly they take my life away. Will you still be fighting to win a brand new day? The people stood against us. Seem to be above the law. When the power listened into private moments in our lives, with the power to come kick down no door. One day suddenly I'm forced to take my leave. Will you still carry on with the things of evil? One day if suddenly they take my life away, will you still be fighting to win a brand new day?
All right, we're back. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is floating around on the HalTurnerRadioShow.com. I saw it on Steve Quayle's website. And video brutally forced COVID vaccinations begin, and the first one's in Argentina where they're up on a roof, a couple people in biohazard suits and some cops, and they're tussling around with a dude up on the roof of this domicile of some sort, you know, house or apartment, whatever it is. And the other one floating around in like BitChute, it's on India, where they have this lady out like on a lagoon and they hold her down. She's crying and so forth and so on. So it says here your options. Now, these aren't my words. These are on the Hal Turner website. Now, remember, he went to jail and stuff for calling out, for talking about doing lone wolf attacks on federal judges back some years ago, back, you know, a long time ago. I found Hal Turner like early when the internet came up, just like, you know, you find Rents and all these other characters have been around forever. So your options: if someone tries to stab you with a needle, that act is assault with a deadly weapon against which you have a legal right to defend yourself. The vaccinated cannot claim that you are a threat to them because they are vaccinated and therefore protected. So their health cannot be the issue because they are protected. That being the case, this forced vaccination comes down simply to power. You do what the government tells you or they will do it to you forcibly. This isn't at all about public health or the safety of others. It's about power. So you are the property of the state, or are you a free and independent person? In my home state of New Jersey, Article 1, Section 1 of our state constitution makes explicitly clear: all persons are by nature free and independent, and have certain natural and unalienable rights, among which are those of enjoying and defending life and liberty, of acquiring, possessing, and protecting property, and of pursuing and obtaining safety and happiness. So the very first thing in our state constitution is that we are, in fact, free and independent. And it also makes clear we have certain natural and unalienable rights, can't be surrendered or taken away. Defending life. You are constitutionally guaranteed the right to defend your life. Since we already know this so-called vaccine has literally killed over 6,000 Americans, and a lot of people are saying up to 100,000, and has severely injured hundreds of thousands of more, then as a matter of fact and as a matter of law, the vaccine itself is a threat to your life. You can defend yourself against that threat, period. Update. Information has just come to my attention that the nation of Argentina passed a national digital vaccine registry law codified as law 27491, 9 months before the whole COVID-19 thing even began out of Wuhan, China. Gee, what a coincidence. It's enough to make someone think this COVID thing was all planned, duh. And the vaccine is part of that plan, maybe because it does something they're not telling anyone about. And we're all seeing these various manifestations of the magnetism, the Bluetooth attempting Bluetooth connections, the possible Lucifer rays being lit under black lights, and all this other stuff. Okay. You know, the patent, the Gates, Microsoft 060606, the whole thing with the cryptocurrency mining basically linked to your human activity. So the more you work, I guess the more coins you get to mine off of you. Isn't that nice? So it is what it is. So we're in the middle of this cyber polygon thing going on now, right? Started on the 9th. And I'm just digging around, and I jump on to Dabu Seven's YouTube channel, right? And he's got all these videos about the internet coming down, troubles in Germany, all these attacks on various businesses. Okay, so what if the next major cyber attack takes out the internet? Well, DARPA created the whole thing, so they'll decide. No, they're the ones involved with the GSI, the genetic sabotage injection. DARPA, isn't that nice? Good old Pentagon. Who's going to save us, by the way, according to X-22 and the Q people? Which, look, I'm not going to say the entire Pentagon is full of a nest of traitors. Obama purged a lot of generals that were probably, I'm going to say probably the more patriotic, founding fathers-minded generals. A lot of people think Milley's playing coy here, and he went along with the critical race thing so he could stay in his position, and he's going to swoop down and save us when the time comes, you know, and all that good stuff. We are almost completely paralyzed, and this is in Germany, okay? Germany declares disaster after massive cyber attack, okay? 3 days ago, shut down everything. Massive ransomware attack hits as many as 1,500 U.S. businesses, okay? So we've got this cyber polygon going down, and the power grid's still up for now. RBN sites down. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? But other big sites are still up. Rents and Gemstone. I was looking at his site. New strategy for the Biden Vax Brigade, and I'm not saying I agree with this at all. When they knock on your door, be polite. Answer, but do not give a good view of your house. If they ask to answer, say you're in the middle of cleaning and keep them at the door without saying no. When they say who they are, smile and tell them that you got the Johnson vax in June and had no problems. Now, probably somewhere in some fine print with this goofy strike force is if you give them some bogus information, they're going to come back and drill you for it later. So I don't know if that's wise or not to tell them you got the quacks. And that you didn't. You see, if in addition to this, if they ask about your neighbors, rat out the leftist. This will be the problem maker, and say they are totally anti-vax. Screw up their data as much as possible. Then you're getting into bearing false witness against your neighbor. And I, you know, I know, that's all old, outdated, these old biblical kind of maxims. You know, the Jews will, they'll bear false witness against you. It's right in the Talmud. Well, yeah, the Talmud and the Bible are two different things. And I'm just saying I'm not going to lie on my neighbor just because I might not like him. Be like, oh, yeah, he said he's going to kill you, strike force people. You better be careful when you go to the two doors down. I'm not going to do some crap like that. I don't want somebody to SWAT team me. So why would I want to do that to them? Okay, I mean, it all has to do with this reaping and sowing, this, you know, these golden rule, silver rule. You know what I'm talking about. So do have a no soliciting sign, and that's all. When you're cheerful at the door, it will prove double acceptance of what they have when they see the no soliciting sign, which we already know they will ignore. Get on their good side and screw up their data as much as possible. As long as they don't enter, they don't need to know that you're anti-vax. No, you're pro-vax. Stay off the books. I mean, that's something that everybody's going to have to make that decision on how they're – if and when this materializes. You know, I was listening to True News this morning, one of their episodes from a couple days ago. Just, you know, I get around a lot and – you know, the new girl, Lauren, she brings up the point that, like, look, we don't know if this is going to even come to fruition. This could be just a good way to allocate a bunch of money for a boondoggle project. And guess what? The money disappears off into the ether like it always does to the Clinton Foundation and all this other stuff. You know, they're involved with the contact tracer garbage as well. We all found that out a long time ago. Whether this is going to turn into some real creepy Stasi thing or not, we have to remains to be seen. And I'm not going to get, you know, I'm not going to start perching up on the roof with a freaking with a rifle looking for the little kids coming to ask if I got the vaccine or not. You know, and they're probably making $15 an hour during the summers. You know, I don't know who's going to be doing this. You're probably going to have agents embedded into these squads, okay? So when they come upon a person like you or me that, you know, that are into the things we're into, you might very well have a alphabet goon dressed up as a Vax Brigade person, okay? So that's just something to... Community Health Ambassador Outreach, Door Knocking Project to Increase COVID Vaccine Acceptance. And this all got leaked out of Lake County, Illinois, by the way. Okay. But anyway, so you might have a sheep-dipped spook or military intel guy or something of that nature when they come to your door, listener, because you listen to programs just like this and many others. Your BitChute, Rumble, History, whatever that you're off into, Odyssey and all these other platforms, you know, you're already flagged. Anybody that's listened to this broadcast, oh, anybody that's in the chat rooms, and Cindy, the number two, incendiaryradio.chatango.com, by the way. Hooli's blog, WHOOLIS blog.blogspot.com. If you're on any of these places on Chatango or any of that, you're already known as the troublemaker in the algorithms that these goofballs keep on all of us because they think we're all so dangerous. And we're all just normal people that want to keep the government off our backs. But you see, when you live with a bunch of totalitarian thugs, you will have nothing and you'll, you know, blah, 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 and you'll be happy. You know, little, what was his name? Mr. Spock looking uniform on Klaus Schwab or whatever. Klingon uniform, excuse me. He had a Klingon looking uniform on. I mean, these guys, who knows what the hell they do and all the little rituals and the Epstein Island and the ranch and all these other places that they do this under Hollywood, I'm sure, all over the place in these mansions with little snuff parties and all the rest of this crap. I mean, life is so short. I was sitting there with my aunt, who's turning 93 soon, in an assisted living facility today, and she's not doing well. She took the vaccine some months back, but she perked up once we were there for a while and we're talking. But to think we were talking about being little kids, and I was just like, it just seemed like yesterday that I was 30, and I'm already in my 50s now. Life is so short, and to do that sick creep, Jimmy Savile level stuff while you're here, I just don't see how somebody could feed off into that, knowing that time is ticking and this huge universe, and you're going to be involved in sick, creepy stuff like that. And then these thugs on the street doing this street crime, this nihilistic, just go around shooting people, and the way they're beating up old people now in the streets, just dropping them right there on the concrete, walking by and just slapping old ladies and break their freaking hip or whatever. I mean, it's just, these people should be immediately taken and hung. But of course, we've become such a weak, wussified society that they'll just get booked and released. But this is the point. And I was having a conversation, and I'm moving around a lot, but I was having a conversation with a guy, and it really came to me, and I boiled it down. This entire defund the police thing, okay, they suckered all the useful idiots into it because, oh, the police, but here's what it is. It's a war on the Second Amendment. The defund the police thing, this whole mantra that they sucked all the Antifas and the black goons and BLM and all their sympathizers into. It's a war on the Second Amendment, okay? You know, after this COVID, I mean, before COVID, crime was already bad. Okay, so COVID, they shut down all the blue cities, which is where all your thuggish elements live, in the gang elements and the thug culture, this mindless zombified rap culture that has infested our youth. So you locked all the businesses down and everything else, had everybody, the pressure cooker turned up. Then you open up everything, and you had the George Floyd crap and all the rest of it. That operation went down. And then everything just opened up, and it became wild, wild west everywhere in all the major cities. Murder rates just skyrocketing. So now, on the heels of that, it's the gun's fault. Andrew Cuomo and all these characters. Oh, you can sue gun manufacturers and blah, 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 blah. This is a war on the Second Amendment. And there's the binary here of also the strong cities crap. Remember Loretta Lynch, the Strong Cities Network and all that? See, the first step is to take policing further away from the people. So from local control, your local city, your county police, and so forth and so on. Then they're going to grab that, and they're going to try to move it to the state and then eventually into the federal level. Okay. So they want, look at General Honoré and all this crap, moving the United States Capitol Police now out into other parts of the country. This is a complete operation. It's a power grab. So now you can have Capitol Police like posted up in Chicago and New York City and other places. Why? There's no Capitol there. They're using this January 6th operation to do this as part of the impetus. But then think about it. Once it goes federal, then it's going to go global. Okay? What happens once a lot of the policing goes federal? Then you're going to have all the whiners Oh my God, the federal police are even worse. They're killing our people. Blah, 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 blah. We need international help. See, just like all that they've done to all these other countries, they start these skirmishes and conflicts between them. Then you need what? International peacekeepers and blah, 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 blah. So the United States is so jaded and twisted, and it's got such a history of white supremacy and racial, you know, just misanthropy and everything else, that now you need some people without an agenda to come in and police you, United States, because you have such a history of treating A, B, C, and D so bad that you need people that are impartial, you see. You need people to come into your country to do the policing that don't have an axe to grind. And that's when you'll see the real butchery begin, all right? Just like UN troops were running around in various countries doing all the rapes and everything else. You don't think they'll be doing that here? I mean, imagine. So that's the whole defund the police. The suckers got sucked into it, thinking that that somehow... I mean, these people get sucked into it so deep that they actually think that they're going to abolish prisons. They're going to abolish police, prisons, probation, parole. The head of Black Lives Matter, I was watching this documentary today on Black Lives Matter, and she's sitting here talking about... the entire system needs to be removed from the beat cop to the jail to the prison to the probation and parole, all of it. What are you going to do with all these people that commit all these atrocities? Well, we don't have prisons, so you were a bad boy. Okay, well, you can go back out on the streets now. Just you better make sure you don't do it again. I mean, it's just so... insane that these people could actually embrace these. They were gaslit to the point that they could actually embrace ideas that are so unrealistic that they could never be implemented. And they're the first ones that would whine when the cops, if they were taken out of the picture for real, and you get all these country boys coming up out of the sticks to take back control of all these cities and to clean up, do a mop-up operation in all of our major cities. Yeah, it'd take a while. But this, unfortunately, this is where they're driving the entire thing. So, let's see here. Dark Winter 2021, Deagle 2025. Now, anybody that's listened to the broadcast knows that everybody was worried about Dark Winter last year. And now with the way that some of the medical people that we would say is on the alarmist side, and I'm not saying that's unrealistic. I don't know enough about this spike protein and about the defenses being let down to other coronaviruses in that whole thousands of family or whatever. The myocarditis, the strokes, the blood clotting, the Trojan horse on people's immune system to where this thing's actually gets into the body and then it opens the gates to who knows what. We'll see. A lot of people, a lot of these doctors think that this is going to be a very bad winter. And we can see now with this kind of Stasi force possibly being deployed into the country and possible forced injections. It's almost like they want to race to get so many people, so many more people injected before this fall and winter season for some strange reason. Doesn't it seem that way to you? And then here come the flu shots. Okay, now there's people saying that they're looking at these flu shots and they think that there's been graphene in these things, and we know there's squalene and these other things that have been in there for here and there. But so I'm interested to see how bad of a concoction or a witch's brew this year's flu shots are going to be, and how it acts in concert with the Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson shot. So everybody, they want to get them all hit up now with this first round so they can try to get them hit up with the flu vaccine or whatever coming up this fall is what it looks like. And so, Jim Stone up on his site, California drought, dams drained on purpose. And then I'm looking at all this grid strained psyops going on all over the country. So you hear about all this stuff and people are commenting on it and be like, wait a minute. It's been 70 degrees, 80 degrees in New York. Why is the grid strained already? It hasn't even been that hot in large swaths of the country. And they're already talking about the grid is so strained and blah, 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 blah. But yet you want to load us with millions more migrants so they can use up electricity too. Isn't that nice? All right, we'll see you on the other side. We'll go ahead and open the phones in a minute too. 1-800-313-9443.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.